You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sam Davison filling in for Calvin, who's off for a couple of well-deserved days off. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just want to remind you, tomorrow night is going to be the one and only debate between U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and California real estate owner Eric Hovde. And our coverage will be starting at 6:50. The debate itself starts at 7 p.m. And then after the debate, our great Civic News team is going to break everything down with some analysis. So that is going to happen tomorrow night, 6:50. Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, facing off against Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Our coverage starting at 6:50 p.m. The debate itself starts at 7. Also, a reminder to our news team, really does a great job. Sign up for newsletters. So if you listen to WISS, go to the WISS website. If you listen to WAUK specifically, go to walkradio.com. And there's a link there for you to sign up for our newsletters. And all the news is curated to where you live. So it's really, our news team has been growing. They've been expanding. They're doing a great job. So, like local sports and local scores and all that stuff.
You know what else you can find on that website?
What can you find?
Jane's blog.
Ooh. Yes, I have a blog now. If you need more of me, you can find it there. I have thoughts. And there's links in there, too, that are actually kind of fun. So you may want to click on some of the links. All right. It is 11:53. That means, Sam, it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Every day we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. We try to keep it a little bit lighter. Most of the time that works. Monday, maybe not so much. But today is a good one. Here's the headline from Ben Hooper in UPI. Ohio officer attacked by giant inflatable pumpkin. We're talking a great big, we're talking the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This was an enormous, this is a car, bigger than a car-sized inflatable pumpkin that apparently broke loose in this town in Ohio, and the dash, and we will provide this in our show notes so you can see the video because it's worth watching. But so we have this big inflatable pumpkin in the middle of the road. I don't know what, it was dark out, so I don't know what time of night it was. But this poor officer gets out, and I don't know if he thought he was just going to grab it and move it. It swallowed him.
It's just now a part of him.
It was like the blob coming over and taking over this police officer in Ohio. He was gone.
Man, Ohio is having a tough year.
Right?
Just like a lot of stuff happened in Ohio right now. You know, that is hilarious. That is wonderful.
Yeah. An Ohio police officer trying to wrangle a runaway inflatable pumpkin in the middle of a residential road was attacked by the decoration and ended up engulfed. The dashboard video shows the Bay Village Police Department shows the officer arriving to find the runaway pumpkin in the middle of the road. He tries to move it, but again, it's like being swallowed by the blob, and he was just gone. Luckily, though, no officers or pumpkins were harmed during the event. Once backup officers arrived, the pumpkin was returned to its rightful owner.
This officer will never live this down. He could stop a bank robbery, a bombing, and like a train, whatever, theft thing, all on the same day. He'll still be known as Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. That's Officer Pumpkins.
Officer Pumpkins. That's all he's going to do. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, look, a pumpkin's coming our way. I'm just kidding with you. Remember that time?
We will include this, the link in the show notes, so you can see the video of Officer Pumpkin and his encounter with the giant inflatable escaped pumpkin. I'm not against inflatables. I just don't think they should be able to attack people.
Well, I mean, the only big ones that should exist are in the Macy's Day Parade. After that, we should just keep, just calm it down. Calm it down.
This is people are going crazy with Halloween decorations. It's bigger in some places than Christmas, I think, with the outdoor displays.
Oh, yes. There's a place where I still live in Milwaukee in Bayview, Clements. I think that was the street, but like it's candy cane lane, but for Halloween.
Oh.
It is, you are in it. There are huge displays. This is not something you put up in an afternoon. It takes you a while, and kids come trick or treating through, and there are games and music and everything. It's really, really cool.
Well, if you go and they have a giant pumpkin, bring a pin just for self defense. You might need it to ward off an escaped inflatable pumpkin. I'm just saying.
They're vengeful. That's a vengeful, vengeful food stuff right there.
Yes, you got to be careful. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Sam, this was today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2. Of course, the wonderful Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia from 4 to 6 p.m. And then Pete Schwabba with Nightlight from 6 to 8. So keep it right here all day long. Thank you, Greg and Sam and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.